Good evening, everyone. For 2 whole years, I've watched other people graduate, and I never thought I'd be able to make it myself. So praise the Lord for that. First and foremost, I would like to thank my dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. I know, I wouldn't be standing here today if it were not for Him and His continual workings in my life. Everything that I am and everything that I ever hope to be, I owe to the one who has been by my side every step of the way, ever since I accepted Him as my Saviour at a young age. I would like to give further thanks. There are so many people that have supported me, that have loved me throughout the years and throughout my college years as well. But I would love to thank all of them for so many things that have impacted my life, but time brings its limitations. I would really like to thank my mum and dad. If it were not for the grace of God in their lives, I wouldn't be standing here today. I would also like to thank my sister and my friend Jenny. Her consistent walk with the Lord has more than once challenged me to seek a more intimate relationship with Him. Throughout my college years, I've enjoyed the privilege of being amongst an exceptional group of people. The lecturers at SCBC are a blessing, and it's been an honour to learn under them. I don't think I could come to college at a better time, and even my dad has said more than once that he wishes he could do Bible college again just to have the lecturers that I had the privilege of having. I've loved the fellowship and the plain hard work that I've experienced along with my fellow students. I have a special place in my heart, though, especially for my fellow graduates today. When the going got tough, we would say to each other that we were determined to graduate with no less than 5 of us. And here we are, and I'm very excited. I think I'm more excited about that than the fact that I'm graduating, that we're doing it together. Praise the Lord. I want to thank the Livins for their love, support and fellowship. I'm going to miss that very much. There was something special. My dad always used to say that he had this special bond with the people that he went to college with, and especially the people that were in the dorms with him. I used to think, well, that sounds really good, but I wonder what that's like. And I know what that's like now. It's very special, and I don't think we'll ever lose that, no matter where the Lord takes us. I think we'll always have that bond. I want to thank Pastor and Mrs. Zaydan and Faith Baptist Church for everything they've been to me. They've become a very special part of my life. They're my family, and they've just supported me the whole way through, and I love them all so much. My life has been full of many blessings and many privileges. I was blessed to be born into a Christian home where I was consistently taught about a loving, living Saviour, Jesus Christ. It's perhaps not so surprising then that I accepted Him as my Saviour at a young age. Not long after that, my family was called to the mission field of Scotland. This whole experience left me with a lasting love for missions, a lasting love for Scotland, but just for the whole world. It's a very special privilege to go on the mission field. It comes with its trials and tribulations, but I wouldn't have missed out on any one of them, and I think it brought our family closer together, as we all had to depend on the Lord and we all had to learn what it was like to go through hard times but know that God was going to pull us through. In May of 2005, our life as a family took a new direction again. We moved back to Australia, to Adelaide, and Dad entered the pastorate at Northside Baptist Church. It was a whole new experience, and I still remember the first Sunday. A lot of the services in Scotland, it had just been my family, and Jenny and I had to escape the building because there was too much noise, too many people. It was all too much, and we just stood out there sort of holding hands going, oh, there's so many people. It's wonderful, but I think it's going to take some getting used to. It was great to have a church family like that, but there were so many things that we hadn't been exposed to in Scotland, and it was very daunting. And as we began to finish school and I went to TAFE and we branched out in the world, there was just so many things. There were drugs being handed out of the door, and I didn't know a whole lot, but I thought, that's not just saccharin or something they're handing out there. So it was very scary, but the Lord gave me some wonderful opportunities to witness, but He used it to grow me some more in my Christian life. But at the same time, unfortunately, I drifted for a little bit. There was just so much in the world, so much to see, and I just got a bit carried away with it. I was a bit overwhelmed for quite a while. But throughout that whole time, even since I was fairly young, I always felt like the Lord wanted me to do more. And when I was younger, I wanted to. But as I grew older, I'm like, it's just too hard. It's too hard to do more for you, Lord. And He had to show me that it is too hard. It's too hard. He wants it to be too hard so that He can show His glory through me to enable me to do what He wanted me to do. So instead of being a burden, it became a blessing. I'm like, wow, the Lord's going to use me to show His glory? That's pretty exciting. A natural assumption then, as I drew toward the end of my school years, was that I would go to Bible college. I didn't know why I needed to go to Bible college, seeing as I was a pastor's daughter. Didn't this mean that I knew the Bible back to front and that I had an inbuilt strong? I just didn't need Bible college. Then it hit me. It was because I didn't know the Bible back to front in Greek. That's why I had to go to Bible college. So whenever the Bible college question came up, I would make excuses. They sounded very spiritual, and that put most people off. But there were some people who would just, every now and again, just throw it back in. Oh, do you have to, really? But I could learn everything that I needed to learn under my dad in church. I didn't have to go to Sydney, that scary place. However, in 2011, whilst on my second mission trip to Japan, Pastor Evans also began to encourage me about Bible college. I'm like, oh no. I come all the way to Japan and somebody else is telling me about Bible college. This isn't happening to me. But I can see the Lord used it. I needed to hear it. I needed to be challenged. And He said it would be a good training ground for me in a lot of ways. And that I needed to consider it while I was young, while I was free, and whilst I was still asking the Lord what He wanted me to do. So I began to pray about it. I came back in the December of 2011, and in the January of 2012, I was in class at Bible college. In the first year, I knew that there were gaps in my Bible knowledge, but as I began to fill in these gaps, it became increasingly clear to me that these gaps being filled in would mean absolutely nothing and get me nowhere in my Christian life if they were not matched with a growing relationship with the Lord. It's like the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation, and it's a beautiful thing, but it means absolutely nothing until it becomes personal. I began to pray that my personal relationship with the Lord will continue to grow along with my head knowledge, and that's when I really began to see the Lord working and changing in my life. I don't know how many people noticed. I don't know if anyone still notices, but I know. And the Lord has just been so wonderful. He's given me so many opportunities to learn and so many opportunities to lean on Him. Throughout these 3 years, I can truly say that my dependence on the Lord has increased. If I ever even began to think that I could handle something or that I had a grip on some piece of knowledge or doctrine, I'd come down to earth with a huge thud. The Lord would consistently remind me of how little I could do without Him. This was a humbling thing at first, but it has somehow become a comforting and an awe-inspiring thing that he's there and that he's as close and as personal as you want him to be, as you allow him to be. I'm learning that life is continually full of uncertainties and unpredictable people. I used to so easily go up and down like a yo-yo depending on the person I was with and the mood they were in. And it was really bad for me. I was very unbalanced, and my dad knows that at home I'd walk into his office and I'd stride up and down his office and I'd go rah, 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 and he'd just be sitting there. Rah. And then I'd stop and he'd say something and he'd be like, you've taken your eyes off the Lord. You just need to go back to Him. You need to confide in Him. Lean on Him. The Lord is teaching me that the only balance I'll ever find in my life is the balance that comes when I focus on Him alone. Because He's the only one that never changes. He's the only one that I can never lean on too much, that I can never be too possessive of. In him is no variableness. He's always the same. I hear a statement a lot that I don't believe anymore. It is that God never takes you beyond what you can handle. I don't believe this anymore, because I believe that, in my life at least, the Lord takes me beyond what I can handle each and every day. The only limits to what God can do in my life are the limits that I place upon him. As I graduate from Bible college, I thank God for his enabling, and I'm excited for what he has for me in the future. I know that I'll never be alone wherever I am and whatever I do, because he is always near. I also know that I cannot do anything worth doing without him, and I don't want to do anything without him anymore. I want him to be there with me. I want him to be closer than he is today. I want to wake up tomorrow and be excited for what the Lord has for me. I want to be able to sing, even doing the most mundane things like cleaning the church toilets or something. I want him to continue to be my everything. I'd like to close with the verse that has consistently been on my heart for the past 3 years, Psalm 17:15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Thank you.